Bone-crunching hits, backboard-shattering dunks, backflips, and hat tricks on the Sports Leader, AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
All right, we're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia excited to talk some Rochester Americans hockey with Amerks. No, I want to say it right. Reporter, multimedia journalist.
Multimedia journalist.
I'm pulling it straight from your Twitter bio. It's Susie Cool, also your in-arena host at Blue Cross Arena. Susie Cool joining us in studio here at the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Susie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, it's good that you're home here for a little bit, Wednesday and Friday night. Ukko-Pekka-Luukkonen going down to Cincinnati. Is it just like we hear in football, you need to get in game shape. Is that what this is? They just want to see him a little more action? Because I think a lot of us thought, oh, he's clear to play. He's going to be with the Amerks, but he gets sent down.
Yeah, I think it's just one of those things going down there. And you got to get the reps and kind of start out easy, especially coming back from what he's coming back from, the double hip surgery and everything. So just trying to get reacclimated to the game and making sure that he is AHL level ready to go.
And we're looking forward to a good couple of games here at the arena. We've got tomorrow night with Syracuse coming to town and then Cleveland on Friday. We'll talk a little bit more about specifically what's happening on Friday night because it's going to be a special night. But in advance of these games, man, the Amerks have piled up some injuries here, Susie. Can you update us on what's going on with the team in terms of the injuries that are going on right now?
It does seem that a little bit of the injury bug is going around right now, but I don't think that that should scare anybody. I definitely think that we have the system that people are being brought up, and you'll see some faces that, you know, were on Cincinnati up here. Queen got recalled yesterday or reassigned to us, so there's going to be some people that can fill those gaps. I don't think it's anything too crazy to worry about, though, from here on out.
So Pilot is back down then, correct?
Yes, Pilot is back down.
So how long do you think? I mean, that's always the question when these guys come down. Lawrence Pilot, somebody last year that did well up in Buffalo but then got hurt.
I really think that he went on the Sweden trip just to be like one of those extra bodies. But again, he's one of those guys that's coming off of a major surgery too. So he's still trying to get his reps down here at this level before they bump him back up to the NHL. So that's always something that you have to think of. If somebody does go up for a game or something, it might just be a little bit of a buffer, but they need to get their reps here before they can be completely up at a different level with guys that are much bigger and much faster.
Talk about the play of Tage Thompson. He's going to be a guy that the people within the organization are going to have their eyes on no matter what, and fans recognize him from his start last year in Buffalo. But how's his season been playing out so far in Rochester?
I mean, hands down, we had a junior reporter actually come in today, and he was just in awe of Tage Thompson. I'm pretty sure everybody is. I mean, he leads the team in points and, you know, goals. It's just phenomenal, and it's amazing that we still get to watch him play at this level. And I don't know how much longer that will last, to be honest with you. But it's definitely something that we should all embrace while he is here in Rochester.
Did you get to talk to Andrew Hammond at all? He's back from his Sweden trip here. So well, didn't get to see any action, but to be the emergency goaltender going overseas, that's a pretty cool gig there.
Yeah, pretty cool gig. I have not gotten to speak to him today. He actually spoke to a couple of other media members, but I was hanging out with the little junior reporter today, and he talked to Zach Redmond. But we have not caught up with Hammond. I'm sure that his trip went well, though. Like we said, he pretty good position to be that backup in an emergency situation.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I know you don't know the answer, but when Pekka Luukkonen gets going and you have Johansson, you have Hammond, that seems like that's one guy too many here in the organization. How do you think this all plays out, or is that to be determined?
I think that's definitely above my pay grade, to be honest with you, to be able to even make an assumption. But I think that that is a pretty good goaltending situation to be in when you have too many options, almost. Especially you have Andrew Hammond with the experience, you have Johansson, who has done a great job so far this year, and then you have Luukkonen, who a bunch of people are excited to see. So to have that kind of trifecta going on, that's a good problem for the Amerks to have.
She's Rochester Amerks and Nighthawks multimedia journalist and your in-arena host, Susie Cool, joining us here to talk some Amerks hockey in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. And Susie, I want to also bring in Laura Stradley, the executive director of the Veterans Outreach Center, Friday night with Cleveland in town. This is going to be, what we've come accustomed to. It's a special night every year at the arena. Laura, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect for Friday night at the arena.
Well, the Amerks always do it right. I mean, they make it so special for all of our military men and women. They've got a gigantic flag that they display on the ice, and usually we have a lot of kids that help carry that out, so that's really special. They usually have somebody who rappels in with the puck which is pretty cool to watch. And then I get the lucky job of getting to drop that puck before the start of the game. And throughout the evening, they have a lot of opportunities for us to raise funds to support all the great work that we're doing for our military men and women. So it's very exciting.
Laura, tell us a little bit more about Veterans Outreach and the good things you guys are doing.
Well, so, you know, we're the oldest nonprofit of our kind in the country serving veterans. We've been around since 1973. And I think what's, you know, for a lot of people, we're still kind of a little bit of a, you know, the best kept secret in Rochester. Veterans can come to VOC for anything that they need, whether that's issues with, you know, homelessness, joblessness, or maybe they're just trying to get a better job or need some new training to be, you know, more marketable in the civilian sector. We also work with people who may have legal issues or benefits challenges with their VA benefits. So it's really a one-stop shop for anything a veteran could need. And this year, we're very excited. We just opened our Morale Center, which also includes chiropractic care, massage therapy, a barbershop and salon. Everything is free of charge to our veterans.
Oh, it's amazing. Military jerseys available right now for auction online. Go to the website under the fan zone there, Amherst.com. You can access all the jerseys, Cleveland jerseys, Amherst jerseys. The bidding is going on until Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock. And if you win the Amherst jersey, you're going to be able to go on the ice after the game, get that jersey off the player's back, all proceeds benefiting the VOC. We're joined by Laura Stradley and Susie Cool here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. You know, what else are we expecting on Friday night? We know that this is a special night for not just the, you know, not just the veterans, but the families as well. Tell us a little bit here about Blue Star Mothers.
Sure. Yeah. So the Blue Star Mothers are a terrific organization here in Rochester, and they are the moms and dads who have a loved one serving on active duty in the military. And they're going to be collecting items for care packages that will be sent to local U.S. Military service members. And so if people want to, you know, donate to that effort as well, that would be terrific.
Yeah, Susie, I've seen the sweater. What's your impression of the sweaters that you're going to be wearing Friday night there?
They are pretty impressive. Yeah. I've seen a mock-up of Cleveland's, but we actually just got ours in last week, and they will be displayed for people tomorrow. Laura and I did something on TV last week that was pre-taped, so they will be out for everybody to actually see.
Very cool. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add that, well, of course, I will be rooting for the Amherst 100%. I'm a little jealous that Cleveland's going to be sporting the Army jersey this year. So as an Army vet myself, I was hoping we'd have Army on.
So the deal is this: all active, reserve, National Guard, retired military personnel, you get one complimentary ticket. You can claim that ticket at either the Blue Cross Arena box office for Friday night or at the Veterans Outreach Center, the VOC. And the game is also going to feature the latest series of mystery pucks. These are military-themed Amherst pucks. They're signed by various players. They'll be available for purchase for just $10 in the upper concourse with all the proceeds benefiting the VOC. Is that all happening as well? Am I right on with all of that?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
All right, perfect.
There you go. Friday night, and that's Cleveland. So two teams in division. Pretty big stretch here for the Amherst here in the middle of the season, because these are all divisional opponents beginning actually a game tomorrow night against Syracuse.
Yeah, it actually was whenever we started the month of November, 10 of the next 11 games when we started that first game back on November 1st against Binghamton were against Northern Division opponents. So just a big stretch of facing people in our division. And this is something that even Deneen kind of touched on whenever I asked him, hey, like, you're finally facing off against your division. He said, you know, it's going to get down to the nitty gritty. We got to take these games seriously because everybody's going to be there at the end of the season trying to make that playoff push.
So what's the deal with Chris Taylor? Do we know anything yet when he might be coming back?
No, we still don't have really an update on that, but Deneen is doing a great job at filling his shoes right now, and I really can't tell a difference out there. And maybe that's because I wasn't exactly here last year, but that's what I've been hearing from everybody else, too. He's been doing a really, really great job, and even the players rave about it. It's just, it's the same systems put into place, and he hasn't missed a beat out there with them.
Well, the Amherst off to a nice start this season. You got a couple of games here at home tomorrow night against Syracuse, 7:05 puck drop. You'll be able to hear it on ESPN Rochester with Don Stevens in the call. And then, of course, as we were mentioning, very special military appreciation night, Friday night. Cleveland, the opponent, with proceeds to benefit the Veterans Outreach Center. We were joined by Laura Stradley and Rochester Amherst and Nighthawks multimedia journalist Susie Cool. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's going to be a great night Friday night. Can't wait for it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Amherst tomorrow night against Syracuse, Friday night against those monsters of Cleveland. Hockey season danger.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, let's get to NFL appetizers next in the sports bar. We go around the NFL and serve the day's top stories in bite-sized form. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years online at alexsribs.com.
If you didn't stay up last night, shame on you. That was the game of the year. We'll recap Seattle's win over San Francisco, team that's chasing them, the Rams. They've got issues now. Former Buffalo Bill out of work. Bills wouldn't be interested in bringing him back, would they? And finally, we're getting some details as far as who might be playing overseas next year. Those stories coming up in NFL.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports Leader. ESPN Rochester.